Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Sounds like Rachel had a pretty good Labor Day weekend.
Champagne shower!
Were you filming your version of, like, Doug Dynasty over the weekend?
What was going down? It was, like, Buck Wild. That was after a couple jello shots and vodka gummy bears on a farm in Franklin, Tennessee, with, like, 15 of our friends.
And you said, I'm sure it was like a really expensive bottle of champagne,
right? Hit me with that Andre $5.99 special at Frugal McDougal's.
What did you, is that the name of the
It's a real liquor store down there.
Frugal McDougal's?
Frugal McDougal, yes. It's like a Scottish dude on the outside.
I know one thing about Frugal McDougal, and that guy knows how to have a good time down in Tennessee.
He knows how to start a party.
What were you doing before it led to this champagne showers moment in this hot tub?
We were at one of our friends' grandparents' farms, and it had everything. It was like Buck Wild dreamland, pretty much. Like, it has everything. Farmhouse,
hunting
stuff.
Did you have some four-wheelers, too, down there?
Four-wheelers were there. Guns, everything you'd possibly need. Hot tub, pool, barbecue, volleyball, everything. It was just fun. People started drinking at noon, and that was recorded around 11 p.m.
This is what goes down on Labor Day weekend.
Yes, out in the boonies.
I'm actually just glad you made it back to Indianapolis and showed up this morning. 239-1009. What went down on your Labor Day weekend? Not quite as exciting on my end, Rachel. I had
no champagne showers from Frugal McDougal's.
No, but I did a booty drop in front of Sarah's entire family. We did like this little Soul Train dance line, you know, like a little Saturday Night Fever, if you will.
So pretty much nothing they haven't seen before from you.
No, but the parent, the mama and the grandma and the aunt had not seen this move.
Oh,
and
no.
I dropped it to the floor, bounced it up. Like, I was trying to get paid.
Okay, Fergie.
The dad was like, what the hell? Grandma's
just like that.
And all the ladies were like, throwing me dollar bills. They're like, wait, Paul. They're like, do it again, Kyle.
Oh, my God. You're so embarrassing.
Good morning, man. What did you witness over Labor Day weekend?
We were at her baby shower on Saturday. Everything was going great. And then her friend showed up that's also pregnant. And we no more opened about 3 gifts. And all of a sudden, her water went everywhere.
What? So your wife didn't, but her friend did. Did it scar you for life?
Not really. We were opening gifts, and then like all of a sudden I heard, oh, snap. And then I looked over, and there's just a puddle of stuff. I was like,
oh my god.
Friend said, oh, snap.
Yeah, I would say more than can be said on the radio. Let's put it that way.
God help the world whenever I go into labor. I don't know what I won't say.
What do you think you would say, Rachel, if that day were to ever come and you have a little baby Bogle on the way? What do you think you'd say if your labor, if your water breaks?
Incoming! Or get me a drink.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I know. Everything. That's why I don't have a boyfriend or a baby.
We appreciate the call. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Having a baby over Labor Day weekend is quite impressive. Rachel, now I'm imagining you in the labor room. All I can hear you saying is, release the baby.
Fire in the hole.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.